Emily Garcia knows a thing or two about making lemonade out of lemons. At 16, she started a specialty lemonade business, Francie Emilade, in order to help establish financial independence. Now a sophomore at New Mexico State University studying civil engineering technology, Garcia is funding her education with revenue generated from her business.
It was something I had to do to financially stay stable for myself to be able to support, since I am a first-year college student within my family. And so doing that really gave me the push and motivation to be like, look, if I want to get this started and going, I got to do it myself.
Establishing her business has not been without hurdles. Garcia says she's had to fight to be taken seriously.
It requires a lot, especially not only being a woman, but also being a younger woman. A lot of people, you know, at my age, 20 years old, don't own a business. And so it definitely was harder to get people to see that I'm really serious.
Those challenges haven't stopped Garcia. She expanded her business this spring with the introduction of the Francie Emilade trailer, which can be seen around Las Cruces or at select festivals and special events. Already, Garcia has taken the trailer to the La Luz Cherry Festival and has plans to work the Hatch Chili Festival over Labor Day weekend.
It's really been an extremely exponential growth. When I first started, you know, I was doing maybe one or two events the entire year, and it was just a really cool thing to see how much it has grown. I never thought it would.
Francie Emilade is just one example of business success in the wake of the pandemic. A 2021 Small Business Owner Report by Bank of America finds that 60% of small business owners are forecasting for revenue increases. The impact small businesses have on the national economy is significant. The over 30 million small businesses across the nation make up 99.9% of all businesses within the United States and create two-thirds of net new jobs. But for Garcia, her business is more than just a number. It's a testament to hours of labor and brainstorming, offering her both greater financial freedom and an opportunity to strengthen familial bonds. Garcia says her business is not just about selling a product. It's about the family that has supported and fostered her dream.
Having my father be the one who built the trailer and my mom helping with all the behind the scenes stuff and my friends, the community, it's definitely, I think, the thing that makes it most unique more than just lemonade is that it's family.
That family focus is evident even in the name of her business, a tribute to her late grandmother, Frances Moen, who helped to encourage Garcia's entrepreneurial spirit. It's a spirit Garcia hopes to see cultivated more in the youth of Las Cruces, encouraging young potential business owners to pursue their dreams early.
I really love seeing other people pursue a business. I just think it's such a great thing in today's day and age. It's hard to find a job that's going to be willing to pay you enough and willing to be fulfilling and give you enough prosperity and success in your future. But if you're able to have that within yourself to pursue a business and make it your own and sell your own product instead of someone else's, it just gives you such a huge amount of gratitude and satisfaction knowing that you did this and it wasn't through someone else.
For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.